Well, hey, this is a an experiment that totally failed this morning. Yeah. But happy February 2nd, happy Groundhog Day. Mm-hmm. And what I'm going to start doing, and what I'm doing right now, I'm going to start recording our morning program.
Yeah.
And turn it into a podcast, which will be on buzzheadradio.com. So this actually, from this point to the end of our show, will be on Buzzhead Radio. It probably won't sound real good because I forgot to bring the disc in the Zoom recorder.
Yeah. As with every endeavor, the first time, it's a soft grand opening.
Right. I brought all the tools, the cords. I just forgot the disc.
Grr. Yeah.
So anyway, so this may sound a little...
Looks pretty anyway.
Yeah. But soon. So we'll have that on there. Hey, I guess you saw that Punxsutawney Phil did see his shadow.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it live on the internet. Don't you love the internet and all the things that we get to see? But yeah, saw his shadow. It was the 131st celebration of the little critter.
Mm-hmm.
And they say it was one of the largest crowds that they've had ever, and I guess it's getting more and more crowded and harder to find rooms in Punxsutawney or around that area of Pennsylvania because the crowds are growing so large. And I think the Bill Murray Groundhog Day movie had a lot to do with that. But yeah, like you talked about, it is a tradition that's been going on for a very, very long time. So, hey, did you see my February facts?
I did not.
We are in a new month, and some of the big events this month are Valentine's Day on the 14th. We've got Groundhog Day, which is today on the 2nd, and every 4 years we have Leap Day, which is the February 29th. I've got the average temperatures in Enid, Oklahoma for February.
Yeah.
Our average high, 51 degrees, and our average low, 28 degrees. Feels a little cooler than 28 degrees right now.
Yeah, it's like 24-ish, but it's got a wind chill tacked onto it, so
Here's one for you. Precipitation in February for Enid, Oklahoma. Guess what the most likely day of precipitation is?
Groundhog Day?
February 29th.
Oh, okay.
That only happens four times.
That's kind
of once every 4 years. Isn't that weird?
Oh, the wind chill's 9 right now. No wonder.
A little chilly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the least likely day that we're going to have any precipitation.
Weird. The one that's had.
I know. The least likely day, February 5th.
Okay.
Isn't that coming up this weekend where they're predicting rain? Somewhere around there?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so.
Well, it's 20%. But.
Yeah. So anyway, it is also Black History Month, which is observed here and also in Canada and the UK. If you are into the zodiac signs, you are February covers Aquarius and Pisces, and it is also the month, the first Sunday of the month. Two teams meet in what we call the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
that's coming up. We haven't talked about it.
It is,
but that's okay.
No drones within 35 and a half miles of NRG Stadium.
Interesting.
FAA administrators have produced a 20-second video reminding people to leave their drones at home and their safety risks. And so basically, if you live in Houston, you can't use your drone that day.
Very
34 mile radius from the stadium, I'm pretty sure it would cover the entire city.
Interesting.
And
yeah. Hey, did you see where the attorneys for Daniel Holtzclaw filed for an appeal?
Yep.
If you hadn't heard, yesterday they filed for an appeal. It was posted online. It's got like, I don't know, 5 or so different appeals.
I've got part of them.
Yeah, I've got part of them.
Evidence of the trial insufficient to convict him of the charges that he didn't receive a fair trial because of a circus atmosphere. He claims that his attorneys were ineffective during his trial. So that's part of it.
Yeah, and then also that they prosecuted 36 alleged crimes against 13 separate women in one trial rather than doing them all individually. And then some other things. I've got information on that on NinaBuzz.com. But I finally also have our interview with Michelle Malkin on there. So get on NinaBuzz.com today and you can see our interview with Michelle. You can see we did a live stream from her Q&A where Daniel actually called in from prison on his birthday.
Yep.
We've got that on there. So get on enabuzz.com, check that out. And she really, her and the family and a lot of friends really believe he's innocent.
Yeah.
So they just want you to hear the evidence, and then you make your decision for yourself.
Something's going, you mentioned how the weather and, you know, February and March are actually the highest fire danger months of the year, because it's before the spring vegetation starts growing, and we get these late winter, early spring winds blowing.
Yeah.
And I don't remember that this has ever been done before. It's a rare, rare thing, but we've been placed under a national fire advisory by the Interagency Fire Center in Boise, Idaho.
Really?
For the next 2 weeks, Oklahoma residents and firefighters are warned to prepare for the chance of severe wildfires. We're suffering through a drought that's lasted several years, and past ice storms and the tornadoes have knocked the limbs down. You know, we've got a lot of limbs laying on the ground,
yeah.
And pine needles, especially in southeast Oklahoma, where there's actually forests. They're actually genuinely worried that this could be like a California wildfire
type
of thing, like big. I mean, we had a big one in northwest Oklahoma last year, the same time period.
Yeah.
So, gosh, be careful. I was driving on, I drove up I-35 from Oklahoma City a couple days ago and came in on 412, and about every 5 miles there'd be a spot next to the roadway where I could tell somebody flicked a cigarette out and burned off a ditch or any, of course, there in central Oklahoma where you got the evergreen trees and whatever, the cedars, it's really dangerous right there.
Yeah.
So,
well,
anyway,
hopefully we'll get
careful.
Some rain. Yeah. Yeah, don't flick your cigarettes out the window.
Well, and just other stuff, too. Be very, very careful.
Yeah.
Any kind of outside stuff.
Yeah, and construction continues at Cleveland and Chestnut.
Mm-hmm.
And for all you people that live in my area, we're talking Willow West, Woodlands, out that way, it's about to get worse.
When? When's it starting?
Well, they unloaded a digger upper vehicle yesterday.
Okay, yes. Whatever.
So they are getting ready. I would say at the beginning of next week, they're probably going to block off Willow and Cleveland.
I already stopped using both streets because I was like, I've got to get my brain used to just taking alternate routes for the next year. Well, 6 months to a year, whatever.
Yeah.
So, just start, and I don't know how you guys are going to get out of the Woodlands area and all that, and that whole housing division.
Yeah, so basically, I would say somewhere around the first of next week, if not tomorrow or today, you are not going to be able to get down Willow right there at Cleveland's. You're going to have to go around. You'll know. The construction is going to last about 300 days, so we're talking, once they get started, it is going to be almost a year. They are going to start around the Willow-Cleveland intersection. Once that's done, they're going to move up to the Willow-Oakwood intersection, and it'll be blocked there. And then they'll move to the middle, kind of where Woodlands and Nicholas Oaks, and then it's really going to be a mess for us trying to get in and out. So anyway, get prepared for that. That between those two constructions, trying to get your kids from Willow West to Waller, good luck with that, I guess.
I got you. I see they're going to block off one end, so you still have access to one side.
Exactly.
And redo it. That totally makes sense.
Yeah, phase one will be doing from about Willow. They'll be doing from Cleveland to, I'd say, right up by before Nicholas Oaks.
Yeah.
Right. And then they'll move and they'll do Oakwood all the way down to the railroad track.
Yeah.
And then they'll do basically from the railroad track to
West
Nicholas Oaks.
Right.
And so kind of the middle section. So it's going to be three phases. So everybody get ready for that. That's coming up pretty quick. I got a rumor.
Okay.
Want to hear a rumor?
Yeah.
We got time for a rumor?
Yeah.
I'm hearing the Monroe Apartments. Do you know where the Monroe Apartments are? Think north of Bass Hospital.
Yeah.
They're across the street from Freddy's.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yes.
Yeah. I'm hearing those are about to be demolished.
Okay.
Yeah, that building's been for sale for a while. It sounds like possibly somebody bought it.
You're talking about the one that's right on the corner.
Yeah, and it used to be the bike shop.
Yes.
Yes.
I was just in Freddy's the other day looking at that, and my wife and I were wondering, when was it the Monroe Apartments?
Oh, it's been a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, like Is it like something that happened in the 1920s when it was apartments? A long time ago?
I think so.
And has most of the time just sat there empty?
Well, you know, in the 70s, when there was a beauty shop in there, my mom got her hair done in there. The bike shop was in there.
I knew it was in there for a long time.
For quite a while. Yeah. And then I think at one time, the nurses that were at Bass stayed there. I think that's where a lot of them stayed.
It's just always been very odd. It was oddly placed.
Well, like, but now remember, back in the day, La Homa Road was only two lane, and there was a whole bunch of land to the side of it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't so much like stuck right there on the very corner.
That's what I mean. Yeah. But the zoning has changed, and so it's almost to the point that this will actually be a favor for us. I mean, I hate to see
the building go, but that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing a demolition could begin on that soon, and then somebody tore the house down behind it. So there's actually now kind of a bigger lot, and so maybe somebody's planning on bringing something new there. So,
interesting.
Yeah. So
wasn't that long ago that they tore down a building that in that same area near Brahms that ended up being the original land office? So you never know what they're going to find.
Yeah.
Never know. What's
you
gonna
never
be
know.
In that thing,
so. Yeah. So anywhere. Hey, gosh, I got another part in a movie.
Really?
Well, yeah, but I was supposed to be filming today, and I had too much going on. They're filming, I think it's a Christmas Connection or something down in Guthrie.
Mm-hmm.
Shelley Long from Cheers is there.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if they're there, but Bo Derek is in the movie. Some gal from The Walking Dead. So anyway, I'm going to keep trying to see if I can get another part. But yeah, I was supposed to be in Guthrie by like 6:30 this morning. I was like, so I didn't go. But I'll keep you guys informed on that.
Okay.
What else we got going on? Hey, don't forget, Gaslight, Almost Maine begins tonight, I believe, and runs tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday night. It's just takes place actually in the Turpin Theater, and shows are at 7 o'clock. There are only 30 seats in there, so you got to get your tickets early because they will sell out. And tickets are only $10, and these are kind of... here's how it's described. Almost Maine is a series of 9 amiably absurdist vignettes.
What?
yep, about love with a touch of good-natured... can't believe I even said that.
Tries to speak
realism, witty, romantic, unsentimental. So that's what the New York Times says. Anyway, our very own Snapchat Nat, who does Snapchat for us, Natalie Rapp, is in the show. So everybody get out and watch that tonight. Support them tonight, Friday, or Saturday night. Get your tickets. You can get them online, gaslighttheater.org.
Coming up tomorrow, more foreign language lessons with Curtis Tucker.
Yeah, that was really good to ask. Yeah, and don't forget, these will be podcasted on buzzheadradio.com. We'll try to get this one on. It may sound a little warehousey, but tomorrow I bring... my disc.
Your disc.
So it's going to sound better tomorrow.
All right. We'll set up a disc golf course going and we'll have some fun with you.
Okay.
Weather-wise, today, sunshine 38. Right now, it's chilly. Low 20s. Actually, 6 for a wind chill right now. So it's cold outside. Go have fun on those trails.
I may not make it out to run this morning.
Bids for Bargains officially kicks off. You heard me talking about the list just a few minutes ago. Log on to kgwanews.com if you need to take a gander at them. But it's kicking off right now. Call 234-4230 to place your bid. And I'll see you tomorrow morning, Curtis.
See you Friday.
See ya.